10 pack. Advanced supply drop bundle, 10 pack. Advanced supply drop bundle, 10 pack.
Welcome everybody to the Couch Co-op Podcast.
That's what happened when Snapchat breaks. Shut up. Oh my gosh, I can't
Shut up, Casey.
I can't get it going away now. Here we go.
Yeah, that happens.
So welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast. Every week we bring you I have this new intro that I keep forgetting to like
hit
say.
It. Hit it.
Whew. Welcome to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 24, where we get together every week and talk about video games and gaming culture. I'm your showrunner, Joe Nixon, and with me, the showstopper, Casey Tapp.
Okay, so I just want to announce to everybody today that I've been sick for about 4 days. The first 2 days was just a sick throat, and I was talking fine.
Yeah.
2 days after that, I started coughing uncontrollably, felt like I was getting punched in the chest, and now I sound like I'm going through puberty all over again.
Yeah, puberty sucks.
So I might cough a little bit. Please excuse it. I'll try to pull from the mic before I do that, but I might cough a little bit, and I know I sound weird, but I'm going to try my hardest to not go an octave up.
Yeah.
Like I'm on helium or something. I'll try to stay away from that, so...
Yes, that'd be good. Whew, you've just been like...
I can't break it.
You can't, like, you're just sick all the time
like
now. I keep
different sicknesses. I'm not like that at all, I've never been like that.
Yeah,
like,
I know, it's I'm just
usually
weird.
Like, if I'm sick, I'm like deathly ill, and then I'm good for like 3 years, and then I'll get sick again.
And then all of a sudden, like, what is it now, 3 weeks running in a row? Like, and you've just been down and sick?
No, I was sick 2 weeks ago, throwing up, and just felt like butthole all week, and then... I was good for like a week. I mean, I still felt kind of weird, you know, but I was fine. Like I still had energy and stuff like that. So, and then this upcoming week, I don't know what happened, man. It just,
you're just breaking.
It just hit me like hard. I'm getting old.
Getting old.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
we start the show off with, you know, you know, that was gross. You did that right in the mic.
The hit list.
The hit list.
I tried to pull back, dude. It just didn't happen.
Man, that was... It's all right. It's going to happen.
Hey, for the record, we're going to go with the top one.
Okay, right. Cool.
Sound good?
Yeah. So, first up, Titanfall 2 has been confirmed.
No way!
Yeah. And guess what?
What?
Multi-platform.
Yes!
So.
Yes!
I'm excited about that. Xbox One, PS4, PC.
Nice.
The whole bunch.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
I know. Like, I think Titanfall would have sold a lot better. It already sold well, but it would have been, like, a hit, like, a legitimate, like, huge hit if it had been on multiple platforms.
And actually, you know what? I think that they would have done 10 times better if they would have done that, but I think they kind of took a hit only doing Xbox.
Yeah.
Xbox kind of bought the rights to it quickly, and they shouldn't have done that, because like as soon as Xbox came out, like it didn't get as much traction as the PlayStation.
Right.
If they would have just went with the PlayStation, they would have tore it up.
Exactly. Man. But people were asking Respawn about Titanfall 1, and they were asking if you could change something, what would you change? And he said being multi-platform, but you have to make a business decision. So
yeah, that's true.
You have to decide if you want your game to actually be backed by a company or just backed by yourself and all the consoles. And Xbox helped them put it out, basically. So.
Yeah, that's true. And they were one of the companies that did that were kind of new, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Respawn is a new company to begin with.
Okay.
So.
I wasn't sure if it was them or not, but
like Call of Duty devs. So I'm pretty pumped.
It was a great game.
Too. Yeah. Super fun.
It's one of those things where, like we were talking about the other day, it gets kind of repetitive because it's basically just multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like it's one of the best multiplayer games I've ever played.
Yeah. Like
it's like Counter-Strike. Like you're going to end up playing it like years later.
Yeah. And it's just, like, hold on, stupid airplay. There we go.
People are going to try to destroy me for comparing Titanfall to.
Yeah, they probably will. But like the shooting is flawless. The The movement is amazing. It's
gameplay.
Yeah.
It's
like the jetpacks and jumping around and everything.
And a lot of people had a problem with the not being as customizable and stuff like that. Mm. They said it was too like simple. But right. Simplicity is what makes video games so good, yeah. You know? Because Counter-Strike is so simple. Like, I mean, you can't do anything really crazy in Counter-Strike. It's all about tactics and moving around your thing. And there's only, what, like, 6 different gun sets on that thing? Like,
there's like an SMG.
Yeah, like there's a shotgun, not a lot,
assault rifle, sniper, and pistols. There's a few in each different category.
Yeah, but, so I mean.
But yeah, I'm
is
pumped.
That picking up on the mic when I'm I cough? Pumped.
Huh?
Is that picking up real bad on the mic when I cough?
I mean, a little bit. But
I'm trying to get away from it, but
they'll get over it.
Yeah, I can't help it.
Next up, some more Rock Band 4 news.
Ooh.
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 Oh yeah.
So, Rock Band has posted a song request page.
Yes.
So.
Oh man.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Dude, I'm so excited.
If you want a song on Rock Band, go to that webpage, submit it.
You think I could get my rap song on there?
Your own rap song?
Like,
if they dig through the depths of the internet, maybe.
That me and Kevin did?
Yeah.
I'll send it to him as a link.
Like a media download link. Yeah. Just, I need to get on there and submit some Led Zeppelin songs.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because they need to be on there.
Dude, 21 Pilots.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun, too.
We need to put some of that on there. That'd be good.
I mean, you could only use, like, 2 instruments, but...
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay.
Well, there's only 2 of us, so...
Yes.
Yay! Yay!
So, yeah, Rock Band 4, keep giving us news subtly. Like, it's coming out this year, so just trickle it.
Just like, a little bit at a time.
Yeah. So, this is exciting, too. The next one. Rainbow Six Siege.
Ooh, yes.
The closed alpha is beginning, or has already begun. I haven't checked the date. But it's on PC only. So,
oh, man.
Which makes sense. I mean, that's usually where games like this have a closed alpha, is on PC. So, it makes sense.
Don't care.
But still, it's exciting that it's still trucking along.
Yeah, it is. I like that. Well, yeah, we haven't really heard a lot about it since
E3 last year.
Yeah. So.
Which
it's nice to get a little bit of like an update on it.
Which since this alpha's coming, I guess E3's in May, so it's a couple months before then.
Yeah,
I have a feeling we're gonna hear some news about it.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to get it ready to show.
Yeah, I can't wait for that game.
I think it's gonna be good.
I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, don't get too far ahead.
Yes. So this is more of an interesting story, and it shows some of the flaws in PSN, which, let's be honest, there are a few flaws.
Yeah.
So Sony won't refund a PS4 user for a $600 credit card fraud hack. Basically, somebody got into his account and spent $600, and they can't refund them because the wallet limit on PSN is $150.
I think I heard about that. They said that he needs to talk to his bank about it, right?
Yeah, and file it that way.
See, I don't know. Well, but see, that's the thing. Will they pay the bank back?
I don't know. It'll be interesting.
So that's, I mean,
I don't know.
It's a tough thing to fight with, you know?
So, but they are giving them the $150, which is nice, but they still need to figure out how they can get him his $600 back, because that's quite a bit of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's just interesting, like...
Well, and they said the wallet limit on it was $150, right?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you, like, they could fill the wallet up, use it, and then just do it all over again, right?
I mean...
Like, it doesn't have to be one $600 charge. It could have been... A few charges, right?
Well, like, my impression was that the guy bought games or something. I'm not sure.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying they're only giving him $150 back because they say that $150 is the limit on the wallet.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if I just maxed out my wallet 6 times and bought that amount?
I mean, that would probably work. It would
know
just
what I'm saying?
I don't know. Like, it's just weird. There's a lot of hiccups, like... In the PSN, like, you can't change your name. you used to not be able to upgrade your child account to an adult account when you turned 18.
Yeah.
So when you turned 18, you would lose all your trophies because you'd have to create a new account.
Well, that's messed up.
Yeah. So, like, although I love Sony, they do have a lot of stuff to work on. I would like to change my name if possible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
and all that stuff.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. Like, I would pay like $15 to get my name changed. So,
I'd pay a small fee.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and you know what? I think PlayStation probably doesn't want to charge for that kind of thing. They don't want to have to do it all for free because that's a lot of work. But at the same time, I don't think PlayStation wants to charge for it because they're doing really well with the microtransaction thing, you know, like where they try not to charge too much for everything.
So this next one, it's kind of like a, like we talk about a lot of, like the people who...
I need to just blow my nose and get it over with. That's
okay. Like the people who complain a lot, video gamers who like complain about everything.
Yeah.
So I felt like it would be good to highlight this story to show some of the good in the gaming community.
Okay. Lay it on me.
So Skyrim had a really dedicated player. Let me find his name. Taylor was his name.
And Taylor.
His name's Taylor. And he died in a tragic accident, they say. No specifics, but in 2013.
I understand.
And so this happened from a Reddit or Imgur post. Like he logged, a buddy of his logged onto his account, like to his Skyrim game, and saw like the last place he was before he passed while he's playing Skyrim. And so he uploaded the photo of the view and then like where he was on the map, and players all over the world are going to that location and putting a shrine up, like, because you can build shrines depending on like your skills or whatever, or it could just be the modders who are doing it too, but they're building these shrines in that exact location and like loading up their photos, paying their respects and everything. It's really touching. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's a cool fan base thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Skyrim, you know, those guys still play that game, are really dedicated to that game. So.
Oh, if they had it for the new consoles, I'd be on it right now.
Oh yeah.
Man. Love that game. Any Elder Scrolls game I'm into.
But like there's tables of people who have like put up like chairs and tables that are empty and everything. It's just really touching. Really, really cool story. So I thought I'd highlight that.
That's a cool story. I like that.
Yeah.
Bits of news.
The first person exploration game, Adrift, the one where you're in the the one where you're in the spacesuit floating around the wreckage of a space station.
Oh, okay, yes.
It got 9 minutes of gameplay on IGN first, along with the same 9 minutes with director commentary. So the guy who made the game goes through and talks you through how you'll be playing the game and things you'll run into.
This is that one you showed me a while back, right?
The beautiful looking design for VR type of thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really interesting look at that thing.
Yeah. Like a lot of those games are starting to come around more. Like Firewatch is kind of the same thing. Like you're in Wyoming and you're like basically wildfire watch guy. You sit up in a tower and you go down and, you know, tell certain like pesky teenagers that you can't.
You can protect from forest fires.
Yeah, like stop shooting fireworks. You know, like
in a forest.
Yeah, but like there's this cool story because. Excuse you. There's this character that you only communicate via radio, like in a lot of BioShock games and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you create this connection with her, like through the radio, and you're talking to her as you go out throughout your day. And it's another one of those exploration type games. And I'm really pumped for VR for those games, like putting it on and like exploring an area. That's like what I want out of VR. Yeah. And so I'm glad that those games are starting to, you know, come to the forefront more and more. It's exciting. Let's see here. What else do I got? Homefront, The Revolution. Do you remember that trailer?
Homefront.
The guerrilla war fighting game where North Korea invades
I don't remember.
America. kind of like...
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
The front of the cover was a guy with a
bandana.
A bandana over his face.
That's coming next year, obviously. Like, they say, like, you know, 2015, but that game was nowhere near here.
Okay.
There was something else. Where'd he go? Sorry. Next time I need
to write... How dare you?
Next time I need to write these down instead of searching.
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay. Oh, yeah, this is a big one. Elite Dangerous, the space traveling game, kind of like No Man's Sky, but it's like super realistic.
Oh, okay.
It's coming to Xbox One. That's like a hefty PC game.
When?
I didn't write it down. but it's coming to Xbox One, which is really cool. I wouldn't expect a game like that to come to Xbox One, but lo and behold.
I don't know, man.
The markets of PC and console games are starting to cross over more often.
Yeah. Well, another thing is that, honestly, going to Xbox One is a little bit less surprising than if it came to PS4.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I say that is because Microsoft...
Infrastructure, yeah.
Yeah. Microsoft makes computers, PCs and whatnot, so...
But yeah, let's see here.
Or at least they're in that. I'm sorry, PC people. Microsoft doesn't necessarily make computers, but they are in that field, at least.
Dying Light's new hard mode is now in the patch, available to download. Which, I'm done with that game. But for people who still have it, that's a good reason to go back. Because, you know, at some point, you became pretty legit and, like, didn't need any help. Could fight all the zombies you wanted to. But, you know, it's just it's a cool thing. I like it when, like, developers release a game and people are like, oh, I really wish this was in it or something like that. And then they go back and iterate it.
And put it back in.
Like, it's good community interaction, for sure. Also, this would be a good time to say that we have pop filters now.
We do have
so you want to hear the filters. P's and B's. It's exciting. Slowly becoming more and more legit.
Are you trying to cover me up?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this
isn't going to happen.
Okay. I want you to...
No one will stifle me.
I want you to prepare for this news. Okay.
Am I going to laugh?
No.
Because I'll probably start coughing.
You might cry.
Laugh.
You might cry.
I might cough if I cry, too.
Okay. Uncharted 4.
It's not happening.
It's coming in spring 2016 instead of this year.
That's okay.
You took it a lot better than I thought.
Yeah. Just because I see it from that perspective. Yeah, if you need to take more time, just take more time.
Take your time. That's what I say, too. And, like, it's not like Naughty Dog.
You know that's not wood, right? That's plastic.
You know Naughty Dog's not going to mess anything up. Yeah. So. Project Cars... This game has been delayed about three times. This is the third time. They keep saying it's coming out, and then, like, a month before the release date, they're like, we need more time. they push it back, like, another 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, now it's coming in May. Just throwing it out there. If you're into car simulator type stuff.
What is that? What is that game? I'm not sure.
It's that... Do you remember that game that Node played with the cars, and they would ramp them up? And, like, it was, like, a high jump contest. And then there was, like, a playground of obstacles that you go through where it would just crush the car.
I don't know. I don't think I ever saw that.
Yeah. Well, like, really good crash physics. Like, metal bends and snaps. And, like, it's really impressive, like, engine.
Okay.
So, yeah. I think that's all we got. I think that's it.
All right, cool.
Are you into Mad Max at all?
Mad Max.
No. Okay.
Me neither. I know what it is.
Well, the screenshots for the game just came out, so...
I'm not excited. I like the movie. I'm not excited about the game.
Yeah.
Because they've been working on that thing for, like, a year or something.
Right, yeah.
Like, they've been releasing pictures and crap for it for, like, a year. So, I don't know. I'm just not too excited about it. I don't really care.
And the rest is just not new stuff, like, you know, resolution, frame rate issues.
No one cares about that stuff.
Except for nerds.
I want to get chastised for that one.
Right. So, yeah.
How was your week?
It was good. So many great games came out last week. Well, one great game that I've been playing a lot. So many great games have come out this month, let's just say.
What were you talking about? Hotline?
Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
Who, Doctor?
Yeah, I honestly, The first Hotline Miami 2 came out.
Yes, the second one. Wrong number.
I saw the first one whenever it first came out, and I was like, "What is this? This is stupid."
It didn't appeal to me.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. I just kind of looked it over.
Yeah,
and then I watched, you told me about the second one. You said it was good. And one day I was sitting at home by myself, and I'm going to do a shout out here, but I was watching, so now I've gone blank. I can't think of his name. I know his first name's Greg. I can't remember his last name.
Miller.
Greg Miller. My bad. I apologize, Greg Miller.
For one listening. Of my personal heroes.
Yes. And you're a big fan of their group, and yeah. I've always been a big fan of Rooster Teeth. Mm-hmm. So we both kind of bring something to the table, but I've never really watched most of their stuff. But I've been kind of getting into it a lot lately because they seem like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, and I mean they've been in the journalism business for
exactly. Like ever. I like to hear from people who know what they're talking about.
Right.
But anyways,
Andy, unlike us,
Andy has a cute dog, so you know. but I I got on my iPad and I have Twitch on there and it said, hey. This guy just went live.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, you know, let me see what it's all about. Let me see what this guy's about, you know, give him a chance. And I got on there and I watched him play Hotline Miami 2. Oof. And it was funny. Like, I just could not stop laughing. And I was like, this game looks legit. It looks like a really, like, badass adult version of, like, Pokemon or something.
Well, it's like...
Like that whole top-down kind of thing.
The game so embraces its... 80-ness, like yeah. from the 80s. Like, it looks like a game from the 80s.
It's arcade all the way.
Yeah.
It's the most hardcore arcade game I've ever played.
And like, I was thinking like when I was playing Hotline Miami 2.
Dang.
I was like, if this came out like 2 years ago, like the original Hotline Miami did, it wouldn't interest me. Like I wasn't interested in those little games yet. Like that yeah. only just happened like this past year or so. And so like, now it makes me want to go back and buy the first one and play through that one too.
Yeah, that's just what I did. That's what I was about to say is I after I watched that, I was like, well, this game looks fun, but it seems like it kind of had a little bit of a storyline to it. So I was like, well, I don't want to miss out. And those games usually aren't that long.
Yeah. You know, I think Hotline Miami is like 4 to 5 hours if you're really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that long. So I was like, you know what? The first one's $10. The second one was like $13.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm just going to buy both of them. So I did. And I'm working through the first one right now. So.
Mm-hmm. But, like, I jumped into the second one.
Yeah.
Without playing the first one. And I was able to follow it pretty well.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of mystique to it when you don't play the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to finish the first one. And then I'm going to go back and, or finish the second one and go back and play the first one and fill in the gaps
as I play.
Because yeah. I think that would be kind of fun. But, man, I just really, really like that game. Cough attack.
Let me grab
some water or something.
Something to drink or something like that.
So, yeah, Hotline Miami 2, you play as a number of characters, but each one has their own specific traits. Like, one of them has lethal punches, but you can't use any weapons. And another one is a group of two people where one uses a chainsaw and the other one shoots the gun. And that is probably one of the coolest things in the game. Like, chainsawing people, and then a guy runs around the corner, or, like, you're about to get shot, and then the guy behind you just shoots over your shoulder. It's a really good game. Really fun. It reminds me of stuff like Taken mixed with, like, Pulp Fiction or Drive. Like, the soundtrack is amazing in that game.
Yeah, it's great.
But, yeah, like, that was, like, the first, like, impression was, like, this is, like, Drive, but with more action.
Yeah, it's really intense. Like, yeah. yeah, it's a really good game. All of those kind of top down games we've been playing lately are really
like
they're really good, and they're really man. Especially for Hotline Miami. If you're looking for like a quick fix game, mm-hmm. like if you just want to get some fun in real quick, like before you have to go do something, like say you get home and you get changed and dressed and all that stuff, and you're waiting for your wife to get home so you can go out and eat. That's a great game to just kind of pop on real quick because
you don't have to invest too much time.
Yeah,
into
the
it.
Levels are really they're short but they're long. You don't have to do a lot in the levels, but you do have to play them multiple times if you're not good at them.
Yeah, like it's
you die a lot. In fact, one of the tips on it says, "Don't be afraid to die."
Yeah,
it's bad.
It took me like I want to say like 30 minutes to beat a level, and man, but it's just so rewarding when you do because you're just like, and like, oh, it's so good. I freaking love that.
But yeah. So anyways, So our off topic of the week.
Off topic of the week.
Is most anticipated games. And I'm gonna say that it's not necessarily just for this year, but like let's say maybe 2015, 2016.
Okay.
That way, I mean, because I could do something like 20 years from now and be like, I can't wait till we can play that game.
I can't wait to get into the Matrix.
Yeah, I know, right? So let's start out with that.
All right.
Let's try to get three each.
Three each. Okay. I mean, I'm going to shoot the obvious bird out of the sky. Is that a real analogy or did I just make that up?
I don't know. Just go for
it. I'm going to shoot the obvious bird out of the sky. No Man's Sky. Haha. See that? Sky. Anyway, yeah, No Man's Sky.
I got you.
Obviously. Like.
Oh my god.
Like, I hope it comes out this year. I hope it comes out holiday this year.
Yeah. It would be nice. It would be really nice.
So that's one of mine. Like, hands down.
Let's see. What am I excited for? You know, I didn't prepare for this at all.
You came up with the topic.
I have one. But I was doing other things.
That's okay.
Before I did that. So, Jesus, man. I got like a little tickle right there on the side, but it's messing with me. Okay, I'm going to steal one because I was going to save this because I know you're going to say it, but I can't think of one right now. So, Rainbow Six Siege.
It's a good one.
Going to be great, dude. I can't wait for that to come out. After just the one video we watched from E3 last year, I mean, if they just released just that, I'm good.
Just
I'm
that house. Go.
Like,
yeah.
Just give it to me right now.
I've been looking forward to, like, a really intense, strict team-based shooter, like, where everyone has to do a role or you're screwed.
Well, and, you know, it's one of those things is... I think Rainbow Six is going to be really good at, like, pulling... Like, making people do their team jobs because... Like, for instance, Battlefield is one of the best team games I've ever played in my life. But it's so broad, it's so big,
yeah,
that people can just run off. Like, you're not forced to stick together.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I know people play, like, certain ways and stuff like that, and I get that. But you and me like team-based games,
yep.
Stuff that we need to, that you have to band together for, you know? So, I think it's going to be really good for us, and, I mean, Rainbow Six has, I mean, we've always loved Rainbow Six. We could go back and play Vegas 1 and 2 right now
so
if we
great.
Wanted to. I mean,
except Connor has my PS3. I'll get it back eventually. But yeah, like what I love about those games, it's just like, it's just tactical. Like, you have to like say, I'm going to shoot this guy. You shoot that guy. Not instead, like, you come in this way, you come in... Like, you have to, like, plan things thoroughly, or you'll die when you get in there. Which will be interesting to see in a multiplayer game. Like, how different players adapt to changing situations and stuff like that. It'll be interesting.
So let's see. I'm trying to look up one right here. You probably know what it is, but... I can't think of the name. I don't know why. I just can't think of any names right now.
Let's see. Another... game that's coming out soon. I'm trying to remember the smaller games now because those are grabbing my attention more than anything lately.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, we've been having a lot of fun with those.
Oh, so good. Like, what's it called? Dang it, I can't remember. Mike Bithell's new game, Volume, is kind of interesting. It's like a stealth puzzler type game. It's an independent game.
Volume?
Yeah. Remember, did you ever play Thomas Was Alone? The little red cube?
No, I did. I didn't, actually.
Beautiful game.
I saw it, but I just didn't really... I don't know. It didn't grip me. Like,
yeah.
I was like, whatever.
It's a fun platformer. Like, 2D platformer puzzle game. And the music is great, and the narration is beautiful. It literally makes the story out of nothing, because you play as cubes, like, or squares and rectangles. It's phenomenal.
That's good. Yeah. The simplicity in games makes them fun.
Yes.
And I mean, it really can be just... Like, I played a game one time that was... what was it called? Cube Runner? No. Something. I don't remember what it was. It was on the iPad. And you're basically this little arrow, which is a spaceship.
That's Cube Runner, yeah.
And it's got the little cubes everywhere, and you have to like tilt the thing to try to make it. It's all going at the same speed. You have to kind of tilt it to keep up.
There's a version of that game on PS4.
It's that one where you have to keep up with the sun or
race
whatever.
The sun.
Yeah,
it's excellent.
It's a little so that's fun. A little bit harder, I would say.
Oh yeah, it is.
Because
you have to stay
up.
Out of the shadows and everything. Mm-hmm. It's good. All right, what about you?
All right, so because I had to look this up just now, just to get it. But Tom Clancy, The Division,
yeah,
is another game that we are looking. Both of us are looking forward to.
Very much. I like the whole social shooter genre that's come with this console generation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now that they're bigger, they can do that stuff a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit better. So this game, Tom Clancy, The Division, is. I honestly, I don't really know much about it, but it seems like you're a character, and you are basically in a free roam. What is it? Brooklyn,
New York, just New York.
Okay, so it's just you're free roaming, and it's like post-apocalyptic, like after a virus outbreak, and
really cool backstory.
Yeah, if you get a chance to go watch the trailer, you should do that. There's like one or two trailers now.
Yeah, there's
a gameplay
three.
Trailer, and
there's at least three or four things you can watch about it. There's a podcast on SoundCloud about what they're doing in the game, Dark Zones and stuff.
You should really look into it. And another cool thing to look into is the making of it, and they tell you how they like made all the physics and stuff for the game. That's really cool. But it almost seems like a what?
I was just looking at your timer.
Well, it's also a little bit behind, to be honest.
We're at 31.
Yeah.
So we're good.
But the thing that we are looking forward to is that it's going to be like you can be a team.
Yeah, it's like a social game.
And you can walk around and like explore the game together, and then also like if you roll up on some people, they could be bad guys, they could be good guys.
Right.
You never really know.
And what's cool about that is that happens in the areas called the Dark Zones. It's kind of like the PvP areas. So like you'll do your regular scripted missions that they have cooperatively.
Yep.
But then if you want to go try to get some really good gear, you'll go to a dark zone where they say that like there can be like a lot of players in there. I don't remember the exact number, but I want to say like 50 at least. Like there can be, and they can roll up on you and steal the loot that you just like grabbed before
like
you get out of the zone, which sounds really cool, like risk reward dynamic. So,
and it seems like the way they've built this game is that, like, I don't know if there'll be a level up system for it, but it seems like you find all of your guns and stuff like that. Like they're in.
I know there's like a rep, like skill tree type thing. Or like,
but like
XP
for,
type
to
stuff.
Get like your gun and like attachments and stuff. It seems like you
find
them
it.
From
yeah.
doing like
which
missions
is really
and stuff
cool.
like that. That's really interesting. Cause
I like it when games make loot that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like in the demo at E3 a couple years ago, like they go to a police station to restore power or whatever.
Yep.
Or restore the power to
they're
the police
good guys
yeah.
in this.
And he goes to the armory and finds a new gun there. But only one player can take it. And so, like, you...
Well, they were... It seemed like what they said was is that anybody could have it, but they were like, hey, this is your thing, so...
Didn't want it, yeah.
They'd say, like, yeah, you're best at this, so you take it. Because one girl had, like, a little submachine gun and stuff like that. Another thing that was really cool from watching that video is that they got pinned down and they needed help to find the enemies. So one of their buddies got on his iPad and like flew in, marked all the enemies. And then like, I think he blew up or like fired some shots. But he was playing as a UAV, not as a person. Mm-hmm. So it made sense for him to be on a smaller,
it was really cool
on a smaller platform. So that's a really neat idea for them to be doing that kind of stuff.
What was it? Damn it. I lost it. Give me a second. I'm getting there. Well, I lost it again. Never mind.
You got a computer, man. Look up your stuff.
Well, like I was gonna say something commenting on it, but I can't remember. It's okay.
Yeah. It's like, never mind. Screw it. I'm not even gonna try anymore.
So let's see. Another anticipated game.
Man.
So this is a game that I'm interested to see. Because I won't be able to play it because it's on PC at first, at least.
Truth.
Is Cliff Bleszinski's game. He, you know, the guy who created Gears of War, left Epic, has his own studio now, Bosky, and they're making this game called Blue Streak, and it's a arena shooter first-person shooter.
Okay.
So that sounds really interesting to me, like kind of like a throwback genre, but bringing it to new school. Kind of like Quake. Like, you know, Quake was like that arena-style shooter.
Yeah.
That seems like what he's trying to do, but like a new post-apocalyptic version of it or something.
Yep.
So it seems kind of interesting. But yeah, like we haven't seen much from it. We've seen a fly-through of how they're using the engine, but that's pretty much it. What's up for you? What's next?
Well, I don't know what the release date is on this, so I don't know if it's this year or next year. It's probably going to be this year or next year. But I'm going to say Halo 5, because I'm a big Halo fan. Always been a big Halo fan. Halo 5 Guardians.
Mm.
I've always been a big Halo fan. The one thing I worry about with this game is it seems like they're trying to kind of move over towards a new character based on the pictures.
Which is really interesting, though, because at some point...
I mean, I know that they're going to have to eventually, but...
Yeah.
But I'm a big Master Chief fan.
Yeah.
I like John.
But it's going to be interesting how the Halo community accepts this new character, if they even accept him.
Yeah, know? That's my thing.
This is my view on this,
because I read the books.
Yeah.
No, I haven't read all the books, but I do read the books. I've read a good amount of them. I like new characters.
Yeah.
I like hearing about the other Spartans. I love Master Chief, but I love the new Spartans, the Spartan 4s that come out in Halo 4. The new, like, slim, tough guys. Yeah. I like those. But I like to hear about the Spartan 3 program, you know, and because that's where John came from.
Right. Or,
I might be getting my numbers mixed up. I need to catch up. But anyways, but John's group of Spartans are basically like, they're fast, but they're still kind of built like tanks compared to the new ones.
Right.
Like they're big and bulky, and all of their armor is big and bulky, and they're like, you know, that's what they were born into. That's how they were bred. So I like to hear about them, because they, if it weren't for them, the new Spartans would not be here.
Yeah.
That's where they got their thing from. But so like, I might accept him. I think I will. If he's as awesome as he should be to be a lead character, I'll accept him.
What they should have done is had it be Lasky, not Locke, or whatever this Locke, I think his name is.
Well,
but because Lasky was a really cool character, and they had him in there for a smidgen in Halo 4.
Yeah, the problem with that is that they don't make Spartans out of people.
But what if it was like a new program that they were trying out? Like they took the elite, because Ready at Dawn was really good. Let's be honest, that's
a
good movie.
Well, Forward Unto Dawn.
Did I say Ready at Dawn? Oh, shout out Order 1886.
Forward Unto Dawn. Yes, Lasky's a good character. Yeah. I like Lasky, but I don't think I would accept him as a Spartan.
What if they did another Halo, like ODST spinoff?
I would accept him as an ODST, but because he did kind of go through
what he did.
Yeah, that's what he was working towards. So I would accept him as an ODST, and I think he would be a really badass ODST. But I wouldn't accept him as a Spartan. Just because, like, these guys, Master Chief and Kurt, Spartan 051,
yeah.
Kelly, a lot of these guys, yeah, Sergeant Ambrose.
Yeah.
They all went through, like, some very, very tough and painful shit to be where they are.
Yeah.
Like, you hear about it a little bit in the games, but if you read the books, oh my God, dude, they went through some stuff. And the new Spartans have even had to go through some stuff, as far as I know, but still, like... For him to become a Spartan and not have to go through that stuff, I don't think I would accept him as it. So,
I gotcha.
But I hope this game is going to be good. I played a little bit of the beta whenever it came out for the multiplayer. It seemed a little bit, I want to say stiff, because Halo's always been extremely, like, your control scheme is very form fitted and fluid to you. It doesn't feel like you're like bumping edges when you're doing things. But this, whenever I was playing, I felt like when I was trying to turn. Like, I would turn one direction, and when I got ready to turn the other way, I felt like it was a very hard stop, and then whip back around, like, real quick. And it was really disoriented. And I mean, the guys that were playing were probably pretty good, but I played it. Like, I'm very good at Halo Online. I've always have been. I'm pretty good.
How about you brag a little more?
I'm not trying to, like, show off, but I've always been very good at the Halo multiplayer. But when I played that, first of all, I didn't get to play it as long as everybody else did. Mm-hmm. I jumped in on the very last day of the beta. So everybody else that had been playing had taken like 2 days to get used to. And then just, you know.
Right.
Then they started tearing me up, you know. So I got in and you know, I get it. It wasn't, I think it was an alpha, wasn't it?
I think so.
So, but, you know, I trust 343. They did a good job with 4, so I think they'll do a good job with 5.
My next one comes out pretty soon. It is Batman Arkham Knight. It's got me really intrigued, especially with this M rating. Makes me think they're going to go into some real ish in this one. So, I'm pretty excited about that.
I don't think I spelled Arkham right, but...
And I'm hoping, like a lot of people are, I'm hoping they're segueing into either a Superman game or a Justice League.
Oh, sorry.
Like, people have a ton of theories, like, that it's going to lead into Justice League or it's going to lead into Batman Beyond. But they have said this is the end of their Batman. So I'm hoping that they'll move on to another hero or even just the Justice League itself.
You know what? I really liked, just speaking on the whole Justice League thing.
Yeah.
I really liked the Justice League Online.
DC Universe Online,
yeah.
Good game.
I really liked that game, but I wasn't a huge fan of it being as big of an MMO as it was. And like I like games like Guild Wars and stuff like that. I've played a little bit, but we're not PC gamers, so we're not really into it. But I don't know. I didn't really like it much as an MMO.
When it comes to superhero games, for me, I like to dive into that lore and like be in that again.
Yeah, like I wish that they would have made it more of like if it would have been like a 4-person multiplayer maybe, and like you can just kind
of... So like one of the members or something.
Yeah, like you could jump in and just only have like 4 people from the Justice League.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And I did like the fact that you could make your own characters. That was cool. But I just didn't like the broad spectrum of it. Like I wish they would have kind of closed it up a little bit and made it focus more on like the actual DC universe. Like you learning about it. Because it felt like you were just kind of grinding the whole time.
That opening cinematic though was amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was pretty good.
But yeah, I hope they jump into Justice League after this. Because somebody needs to make a good Superman game.
Somebody needs to make a good Justice, like entire Justice League game. Like,
exactly.
The whole group.
but now that they've perfected Batman, I feel like it would behoove them to make a perfect Superman.
I like that you're using big words.
Behoove. That's not a big word.
Oh, it's for me. I went to private school. Public school. I went to public school.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. I would like to see something like that. A Green Lantern game. Bring it out. Make it good.
Derailing this even further. Did you hear who might be the new Green Lantern?
The guy that was in Star Trek.
Chris Pine.
Yeah.
Perfect fit, I think. Like, after thinking about it, it was a rumor. It's a rumor, first of all. But he has that charisma to him.
My thing is I think the best person that could have ever played Green Lantern was Ryan Reynolds.
And then he messed it up.
No, he didn't mess it up.
I know, the writers.
That movie was just...
terrible.
You know what the worst part about that movie was, though, was the animation.
Oh.
God. Just put a suit on him. Don't try to do his whole body. Like, that was my biggest problem. But, like, seriously, like, I've talked to a lot of Green Lantern fans. And they've said that Ryan Reynolds is, like, he has the exact personality that Green... Because Green Lantern's fun, he's witty, whatever. But he can be serious when he needs to be. And Ryan Reynolds kills that. But I will say, I think Chris Pine will do a good job with it.
If he does, it's a rumor.
Oh, okay, well...
I hope it's true.
I hope that when they bring it around, it ends up being like the new Superman movie and the new Batman movie that's about to come out. Like,
Batman v Superman, like they're all in the same universe now. So,
well, I know that's what I'm saying. Like, I hope that the Chris Pine one that they do is directed by one of the guys that is doing Superman now or the new Batman. Like, I hope they do it so they do it right and that he's actually a part of this movie genre that's getting pulled together right now. Because I really want to see a successful Green Lantern movie.
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem. Like, because like, all the other superheroes are coming out with movies, you know? Like, and I'm sitting here going, when's going to be my time? Like, I want him now.
Give it some time. But anyways, back to games. Just had to derail for a second. So, another...
We hit our quota, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to think.
No, if you got more, keep going. I'm just telling you. I'm proud because we hit our quota. Because I was like, three apiece, right? I've done three. You've done four.
I mean, I think that's good. I think we should talk more about Hotline Miami a little bit.
Okay. I think we should do that and Helldivers, to be honest.
Yeah.
We didn't touch very, very hard on Helldivers last week.
Let's do Helldivers first, I guess.
What's Heist.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't talk about Heist.
GTA Heist.
Yeah. The Heist came out this past week.
We're about to play them with Red.
On the 10th. Yeah, which reminds me. I got to be in bed at like 8 o'clock or 9.
Oh, man.
So we need to... I got to wake up at 3:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, dang.
So, yeah.
That sucks. But yeah, Heist came out. We played the Fleece of Vice, the first little bank job.
The Fleece of Job.
It was fun.
Fleeca.
I mean, it was simple, but obviously they're going to get more complex after
this. Well, yeah, and that one was kind of like teaching you how to do the bank jobs, because you didn't have to pay for it or anything like that, so that was nice.
Really excited about that.
I bet your Red's already done like 10 of them.
Right, he's just like flooded with cash.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care about us.
Right. But Helldivers, it has been experiencing some bugs.
I only heard about that one night, though. I haven't had any other problems with it.
Well, like, people have been losing their characters when their controllers dies.
Yeah, that's weird.
And, like, sometimes, like, you know, I upgraded my mech all the way.
Yeah.
And I got on later on my other console, and it was still only two tiers instead of three. So, that's not a big problem, but some people were losing a lot of progress because they were playing on Vita. And it wouldn't cloud sync, or it would cloud save, but it wouldn't download to their PS4. So when they get on their PS4, they wouldn't have like anything, and they would still be level like 15, but they would have to get those research points. Would be even more of a grind than it was because it takes longer to level up and everything like that.
Speaking on it just real quick, you said something about a Vita. I'm trying to get my hands on one right now to see if I would like to buy one.
Yeah.
Mainly, and the only reason why I say that is because Helldivers is on there. Hotline Miami's on there. There's
a lot of good games are on there.
I was looking up some of the other some stuff like games that are on there, and there's a lot of stuff that I really like on
there. People don't realize that there's a lot of games on Vita. I just haven't gotten one yet.
Well, and the thing is but you know, we have a pretty reliable source, a friend that says don't buy one. And it's hard for me especially coming from this particular person. Because he's never let me down on any advice he's ever given me. He says, don't buy it. You're not going to play it that much. If you want to play something, call me. I'll let you borrow it. But that's the thing is, like, I don't want to always have to keep, like, borrowing, you know, stuff like that. So
I've heard it's, like, design-wise, it's, like, one of the best handhelds people have ever played.
He told me that
there's a great catalog of games.
He told me that they, if you carry them places, that they break easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Get a carrying case or something. But yeah.
Vita
would be cool. But Helldivers. Ton of fun. Lots of cooperation.
Yeah.
Very funny when you die.
No microtransactions.
Yeah, which is great.
Thank God.
Thank goodness. And like, the leveling system and the upgrade system are really intricate. Like, there's a lot of stuff you can upgrade. There's a lot of gear you can get in that game.
Yeah, it's easy to get points, but it takes time to get the points to upgrade. And the thing is there's one thing I will say I have a problem with. I wish that you could undo some of those.
Mm.
Like, just take them. Like, not necessarily lose them, but, like, just take them off.
Like, redeem your points back?
Because some of your... No, like... Well, like, I got a shotgun. I got a shotgun the other day. And I had, like, 6 points when I got the shotgun. Like, I unlocked it. And I was like, hey, I like using the shotgun. I'm going to get this shotgun. So I was like, all right, well, I'm going to use it. So I upgraded it all the way. Well, the problem was the very last upgrade that I got, it makes your spread closer so that you get more range.
Mm.
But with a shotgun, I don't want range.
Right.
I need it to spread. So I wish I could take it back off now, but I can't. So it kind of ruined that.
Try before you buy.
Well, see, but I did, though. I tried it without any attachments on it.
Oh, okay, because
I was like, I want to see if I like it before I spend, what was it? 4 points, five points on it, and it was okay. I mean, it was good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an automatic like the first one. You have to actually pull the trigger a bunch of times. But also, something very interesting about it is that when you reload, you actually have to reload each individual shell.
Oh, so it takes longer.
So you keep hitting the reload button, and it's like shell. Which is kind of annoying, but at the same time, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that it like makes you do that, because everything else you just put a clip in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no big deal. But I wish I wouldn't have put that last one on there. I wish I could take it off.
Yeah. But overall, it's such a fun game. A lot of fun. Hotline Miami is... Oh, man. Like, for a while, I was like, Helldivers, so far, is my game of the year. But Hotline Miami is, like, tied or a close second.
I would say Helldivers is my...
Co-op
game of the year, by far.
Yeah.
Great game for multiplayer.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I would say it's 10 times better if you have at least one more person that you can talk to than playing by yourself. Even playing by yourself is still fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun still.
But like if you get like at least three guys that you actually know to play with you, oh my gosh, that game's amazing. And Hotline Miami is, because it's not a multiplayer game, it's actually really it's fun for single player.
And that's one of the reasons I got it, because I was so into Helldivers. But I didn't really want to play unless somebody else was playing it.
Yeah.
So I was like, what am I going to get? And I was like, there's this game on sale, Hotline Miami, on the PSN Spring Break sale. Yeah, that's
another thing, is that the smaller games are cheaper. Yeah, so it's so like
good. But, so I saw it, and I looked up some, like, Game Informer data gameplay of it or whatever, and it looked like a lot of fun, so I downloaded it. And I was like, I was in awe of how fun and intense that game is. Like, the firefights... Even though it's a top-down shooter, it feels like an intense, like, action movie firefight. It's insane. So, like, it totally floored me. Like, the soundtrack took me away. Take me away. But anyway, like, I just really enjoy that game. Like, single-player-wise, Hotline Miami might be my game of the year so far.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, I like The Order. I loved The Order. Not afraid to say that. I loved it. Well, but it does... That needs some room to grow, whereas Hotline Miami just feels like a really great.
Well, and that was what I was saying earlier is like The Order is probably really good as like a storytelling game. Like it's really fun to like kind of sit back and watch,
and just in bask in all the lore that they put before
you. It's cool. But Hotline Miami is a quick fix game. Everybody loves quick fix game. You look at freaking Angry Birds and Flappy Bird.
And I can play quick fix games for like I played Hotline Miami for like four hours.
As long as the amount of time that it takes to beat it, you can keep playing it like all the time.
And there's a high score system, so you can go back and play through everything again.
Exactly, yeah. So you can kind of like perfect it, you know. Which as many times as you die the first time you run through, you should be able to go back and be like, all right, this is exactly what I have to do. But it's so much fun. Like every round is so much fun because every round is different. I was playing one on the first one. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but I was playing one on the first one, and I got all the way to the end, and I killed like the last guy, and that's usually like when the mission finishes, right? And all of a sudden you hear this, woo, 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 and the cops come running in, and the cops don't just stay on like a thing.
They
run towards you. That's like funny. They sweep and clear the entire place. So like the first time I tried to do it, I tried to kill him, and then I was like, that's not good. So I just took off running.
Oh, nice.
Like, I just kept running, and I killed, I think, I didn't kill, but I knocked down two cops on my way out, because I didn't have time to finish them. So I, like, hit them, and they fell back, and I just took off running, and then I went downstairs to the first floor, and I was running, and a guy come out a door, and I had the horse head on, and it's hitting people with doors and insta-kill.
Oh, nice.
So, like, right as he was coming through the door, I, like, bumped the door, and it just... I obliterated the cop, and then I just kept running and hopped in my car and took off.
That's funny. Like, yeah, in the first one, like, you get to pick your mask, right? Or something like
that. Yes,
yes. In the second one, what I like is that each character that you play has a different mask.
So it doesn't let you pick them.
No, but, like, it changes the way you play the game each level, basically. Nice. So on some levels, you can pick your mask or pick your character more so. But, like one of them is Lethal Punches. But you can't carry any weapons. So, like, you're this big brute guy, and you have to go through the level of punching. There's these other set of characters where it's two of them, and one of them has a chainsaw, one of them has a pistol. I was talking about it earlier when you went to go get your water.
Yeah.
But it's, like, one of them does melee, one does range, and it's beautiful.
And you kind of flip back and forth on them.
Yeah. And there's one that has a dive roll where you can roll under bullets and everything. It's fantastic. Like, it's really cool because, like, the first couple levels, like, well, quite a bit of the levels in the beginning, like, force you to play like as this character, and so like you have to change up your strategy and how you take on the level. It's really fun. I love that game.
What was that? What was that game you played a while back where, like, every time you spawned, every time you died, or every time you spawned, you had like a different illness or disability or whatever?
Oh, Rogue Legacy.
Okay,
that game is amazing too.
I'm gonna have to buy that because that seems like a really funny Let's Play to me.
Oh yeah,
like a Twitch stream. So I'm definitely gonna have to get that and then try to run it a few times.
I really enjoyed that game. Quite
but a bit. That would be a really fun game to do, like pass and play on a Twitch stream.
Right. Yeah. Because. Oh my goodness.
Like, is that PlayStation exclusive or is it an Xbox game?
Yes, I'm pretty sure it's on PlayStation. PS3, PS4.
Only?
Vita. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, like the ADD character is probably one of the funniest. Like, he moves super fast and like it's funny. But then on Rogue Legacy, I came across a character whose title was The One. And then it said, like, for the description, it said, "There is no Spork." And so I was like, what does this mean? And so, like, I jump in the character, and everything looks normal still. Then I get into the castle, and you can see, like, the circuit board wires running through everything. Like, it's like a neon, like, computer world.
You're like Neo. There is no spoon.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But they said there's no spork instead. And so, like, after I got to that character, I was like, this is awesome.
This is the greatest game ever.
Because, like, it was just... Like, the game is super, like, for lack of a better term, the game is adorable. but it's, like, so brutal to you at the same time.
That's
it's
funny. It's no, really I got, I'm gonna have to get that now. I'm getting onto these kind of smaller, indie-style games.
They fill in the gaps from these big experiences that kind of let you down.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Or, like, you have, like, a really big game, like, a game that's... That you're so into, and then you get done with it, and you're like, what do I do with my life?
What am I going to play? Yeah. But, man, like, small games.
Yeah.
Are big fun.
Small games are big fun, yes. That was a good one.
Oh, man. We still got some time. It's 56 minutes. We got 10 minutes left as I knock over those cupcakes.
Well, I mean, if you want to try to fill the gaps, you can.
I mean, we could just, like, shoot the shit or something. We could talk about... That's me tapping my fingers in the mic. Like a maniacal little person. Anyways.
You look weird.
So, we have our third microphone and third pop filter.
We do have a third microphone. And, wait, I got to brag.
Okay.
I said I have a new pop filter set up that I built out of... It's just a little piece of conduit pipe, for those who know what that is. It's just a little metal pipe.
It's
about a foot and a half long.
It's very industrial.
I got it from work, so hopefully it is. It should be some really good stuff. But we were having a problem with our pop filter stands that hook onto our mic stands.
It's got this weird arm.
They're really heavy. So yeah. They mic stand's only built to hold the mic. It's a small mic stand. It's not big. So they kept tipping over.
But so, thankfully you found a solution.
Yeah, I, being the construction guy, yeah. I just grabbed some stuff, threw it together real quick.
But next week... I'm going to start sending out a bunch of emails to a bunch of people.
Sounds good.
Try to get some guests on here.
Sounds good.
So, if you are...
It could be anything.
If you are a potential guest listening to this podcast...
That's true.
Please, please, please email me at joe@couchcoop.net.
And if you're going to be a... If you want to be a guest, you should know, you have to be able to be here.
Yeah.
We're not going to do anything over like a...
Well, we can try to do over Skype. It's possible to do that, but... If anything, I would drive out to pick you up and bring you back here.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want it to be a hassle for them. I'd rather us go pick them up or something like that.
So nobody from Europe.
Yeah, we can't fly you. Sorry. It's a tough break.
Can't bring you out here. Yeah. I mean, we might be able to do some Skype.
Let's say no one out of the DFW area right now.
Let's stick with that. We're still pretty low budget.
Yeah.
So let's try to keep it realistic.
We don't even have a budget. That's kind of like
how it goes.
Yeah, that's
true. We're working out of our own
paychecks. Budget podcasts on the internet.
I don't know about that.
Hey, it's our moniker. We're going to stick with it. So, but yeah, I'm really pumped.
Maybe like cheapest on the internet. No, that's not true. Now we have pretty good mics and stuff. We got a pretty good setup for...
Shh. Lowest budget podcast on the internet.
I'm just saying not cheapest.
Yeah, I got you. But I'm really excited to get some guests on here. And like when we have guests, we're basically going to... Or I want to interview them type of thing. Like, because they're going to be from different... avenues of life, not necessarily like hopefully entertainment related, but not necessarily video games strictly related.
We should look into doing like a we want to do stuff that like you said entertainment related.
Yeah,
but we want to do stuff that we know will like kind of mean stuff to people in the DFW area. Like, you know, I don't really know. I don't have a good example off the top of my head, but I think, you know what I think we should do is every person that we get in, even if they're not like a gamer, we should have a list of questions, like 5 or 6 questions that we ask.
Game related stuff.
Yeah. Like, what's your favorite video game?
What was the first game you ever played?
Who's your favorite video game character of all time? If you could sleep with any female video game character, who would it be? Like, stuff like that.
Man, that's like a shout out to like episode 10, I guess. Which one was it?
I don't remember. I think it was made up.
Where we changed like the format for a little bit. And it was just like
you could sleep
BSing
any,
the whole time.
If you could sleep with any video game character, who would it be? We had like a top 5 list of the girls that we would sleep with.
I'm sure my mom was real proud of that. But But yeah, I'm excited to get some new blood on the show.
Yeah.
And hopefully get some interesting people on here too. So we'll see. We'll see. Down the line. Yeah, hey, we might even have some pretty big people on here.
If I'm thinking of some of the people that we've already talked about, we're going to have some interesting people on
this
podcast.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun people on here.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sure Red will have to make his return at some point too.
Yeah, we'll bring Red back.
The Red Scare.
Gosh, Red.
But yeah.
Speaking of Red, we need to get on them heists, son.
We do. We do need to get on heists. And we have hit the 1 hour mark, so... At least we've given them that much.
Sure, because it looks like we're at 53 minutes.
Hey, well, you're 8 minutes behind. So, yeah. Let me go ahead and... I'm going to go ahead and do the outro as you cough over it.
Sorry, dude. I'm just, like, dying.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right, well, I'm going to step away then since you're doing the
thing.
Because I don't want to keep coughing while you're doing this.
Okay. So, thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 24 of the Couch Co-op Podcast, where we talk for an hour about video games and gaming culture on the lowest budget podcast on the internet. If you would like to follow us on Twitter, you should at couchco_op is our Twitter handle. You can also get this website for free at, www.couchcoop.net, or you can subscribe to us on iTunes. If you search Couch Co-op Podcast, we're the one with the cooler logo, the orange and blue C/broken E logo. That's ours. And then you can subscribe to us and get it on your phone, listen to it on your commute to work, or, you know, just listen while you go to sleep. Whatever you want to do. That's what iTunes allows. I'm working on SoundCloud, so hopefully pretty soon we'll be on SoundCloud as well. We are also on Pocket Casters for all you, or Pocket Casts for any of you Pocket Casters out there. It's a app that you can download. I think it's like $3 or something like that. But if you have it already, feel free to subscribe to us there also. And as always, well, I don't even remember. I just totally lost track. But, so, go to all those places, subscribe to our stuff, let us know how we're doing, leave a comment, or email me at joe@couchcoop.net if you would like to be a part of the show, ask a question, submit an off-topic of the week, or what who of you. So, do all that stuff. Please interact with us that lets us know how we're doing, like if there's any comments or concerns about the quality of the show or certain topics or anything. Just let us know in the comments of this post on couchcoop.net. And I'm pretty sure that's all the plugs I have to do. So, thank you guys for listening. This has been Couch Co-op Podcast episode 24. And we're out.